God is good. Amen. We're in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, and we're going to start with the first verse. Start with the first verse. Therefore, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but that we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. First lady always telling me, you need some patience, man. You just need some patience. You just, instead of waiting, you just do it. That's why your knees hurt. That's why this hurt, because you don't know how to just wait, be patient. Riding now, we're picking up that toilet, and I don't know where he disappeared to. He's walking up and down the aisles, and where's he going? So I'm standing there. You know, they got the little cameras in the hallway watching. So I'm standing there, and I'm going, I sure hope they don't think I'm trying to steal something, because I was standing there about 5 or 10 minutes. So I got tired of waiting on him. So I grabbed that toilet and stuck it on that dolly. As if that wasn't enough, I grabbed a thing of ceiling tile, which I'm sure weighed about 40 pounds, 50 pounds, and threw it on there. About that time, here come Rodney around the corner. I said, excuse me, sir. He said, I had to go to the bathroom. Who told you to move that stuff in the first place? What you moving for? I said, Rodney, you just don't know how to wait. You know good and well you ain't got no business moving nothing. Now tomorrow you're talking about your knees and your back. And I said, boy, you better shut up. You better be quiet before I beat you up in Home Depot. Nevertheless, I prayed for patience years ago, and it was the biggest mistake I ever made, Sam. The biggest mistake. Because when you pray for patience, God hears you. I don't know if he hears you when you ask for faith, or when you ask for money, or when you ask to get healed, but I know he hears you when you ask for patience.
Yes, he does.
And the moment you ask for patience, it seems like everything in your life changes. Now you got to deal with stuff. Every time you look up, something different is happening. So, we need patience. I'm not going to ask for it. I just say we need it. How's that? Nevertheless, by whom also we have access by faith into grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For we, when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ did what? He died for the ungodly. I like to say Holy Ghost. Most folks like that they changing it to Holy Spirit. Yeah. But I like Holy Ghost.
Yeah. I do.
Because we have a ghost in us. Therefore, being justified, when you look at the word justified, it means innocence. That means God has made us innocent. So why do we always act like we're not? Why do we walk around with all this guilt on us about things that happened in our past and mistakes we've made in our present, or things we think we might get into, and we run around with guilt? What we need to understand is that we are innocent. God has made us innocent, justified by faith. And when it talks about faith, it's talking about pistis. But when it's talking about pistis, it's talking about that Christ in you. Amen. It's the Jesus in you that justifies you.
Amen.
How many understand that?
Amen.
It's the Christ that's living in you that justifies you. that gives you, makes you innocent. So that means you make a mistake, you're still innocent. We want to feel guilty. And then you have folks like Benadad and a Biblical Dad or whatever them dads was that tried to make Job feel guilty because he had lost everything. Sometimes good, bad things happen to good people.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And sometimes you just can't get around it. So we're justified by, or the word by means account of or through. We're justified through the faith or through the Christ that is in us. It don't have nothing to do with us. And you ain't never going to be so holy. But there's a Holy One living in you.
Amen.
And as long as you abide in Him and He abides in you, He makes you who you are.
Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing you can do to be holy. You can pray 24 hours a day. You can fast till you drop 90 pounds. It ain't going to make you holy. What makes you holy is the Christ that's in you.
Amen.
And don't you let anybody tell you different. We have what? We have peace. What I like about this faith that we have peace. The word peace means, you know what that Christ in us gives us? Prosperity. It gives us prosperity. See, we don't understand that. We have prosperity living, breathing in us.
Amen.
So that's why Jesus made the statement, ask anything in my name believing, and it shall be what? It shall be given unto you. Why? Because peace, the prosperity, we usually when we see the word peace, we think that means calmness. But I like prosperity. And the reason I like prosperity, because there's a lot of things that go with prosperity.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Man. A sound mind.
Man. Come on now.
A healthy body.
Come on now.
A happy, joyous spirit. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, the anointing.
Man.
You say, well, how can you have a healthy body and you this hurting and that hurting? You still living.
Man.
Amen.
Amen.
Sit back and ask yourself how many people you know that are younger than you or your age that ain't here no more. It sounds simple. A friend of ours came to see me this week, and I was telling him that, you know what this Bible is? It's common sense.
Yeah. Say it again.
It's common sense, Rush L. Sean.
Thank you very much.
That's all it is. It's common sense. And what makes it so bad, I think I shook him up when I was telling him about a horse. You know, a horse has common sense.
Yeah.
Folks don't think a horse has common sense,
yeah.
But a horse has common sense. You get on a horse's back, and you can ride that horse till he just about drops. But you know what he not going to do? He not going to run off no cliff for you.
Right.
He going to stop, and he going to look over at you while you fall into your death. Common sense. The word of God is common sense. If we follow this word the way God expects us to, everything will use common sense to make good decisions.
Amen.
Amen. I like prosperity. If this with God or through on account of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is talking about Jesus, our salvation. Then when it's talking about Christ, it's talking about the anointing that goes along with the salvation.
Man.
So right what now. It's saying is that Christ that's in us, who is our hope of glory, is not just our salvation, but it's our anointing.
Amen.
I used to, Sister Nancy, I used to always say, Lord, anoint me. I want a great anointing. So I want anointing like Brother Hart has, so you can lay on them sick and folks get healed and delivered. And I got to thinking about that thing one day. And I got to thinking about some of the mess that he had been going through. And I decided I don't want his anointing. Because if I don't get his anointing, that means I'm going to have to go through the same mess that he goes through. You better ask God to give you your anointing.
Amen.
Which comes through Christ, which comes through your prosperity that's in God.
Amen.
By whom also we have access according to faith, or we have access according to the Christ or the faith that's living in us. I like that I have access to that. Because there's a lot of times when my mind just screwed up Sister Jackie. I can't think right, you know. Things just running through my mind all the time. I can't rest, you know. You can't focus on what you need to focus with. But what I found out is, if I focus on God, if I begin to remind myself of the promises that God made me in this word, then I can find myself with peace in my mind.
Amen.
And boy, we need some peace in our minds.
Amen.
Especially with some of the folks we have to deal with.
Yes.
By faith into this what? Grace. Grace is love. Or, you know what else? What we're talking about is what Jesus being in us brings us. Favor.
Amen.
You know, when we look at the word grace here, we always assume that it's talking about, you know, love. It's talking about love. But the translation here means favor. It gives us favor with God. Amen. The Christ in you gives you favor with God. And if it gives you favor with God, if you remember who you are in God, it'll give you favor with men. I know that for a fact. I've seen God change folks' minds just like that. Especially when they don't mean you no good. And then they get dumbfounded about what they were going to do. It's warming up in here now, ain't it? It's better out there than crawled in that hole up there. Can't stand that hole up there. Anyway, grace wherein we do what? We stand. We stand what? In the favor of God. We stand in the prosperity of God. We stand in the innocence of God. Because that's everything that Christ is in us. And we forget sometimes that it's the Jesus in us. It's not us. It's all about Jesus. We have made this thing about ourselves. It's not about us. Amen. It's about Jesus. When the church as a whole begins to recognize that it's about Jesus, then you talking about corporate power that's going to manifest itself throughout the earth. I got news for you. Whatever God said in his word, it's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
The problem is, or the problem is if we're going to be a part of it.
Right.
Everybody's worried about Paul and all them guys. I'm not worried about them. They already made their way safe.
Right. Come on now.
Paul said, look here, I done run a good race.
Come
I fought
now.
The fight.
Right.
So I don't care what you do to me now.
Come
you
on
can
now.
Have this old flesh.
Yeah.
Because he recognized that it was Christ in him. Remember, he wrote it. Christ in you is your hope. And you know the word hope means your expectation.
Amen.
Your expectation of favor, innocence, prosperity in God. So we do what? We stand. We talked about standing Sunday. That we stand. You have got to see the cover of that CD Brother Andy made. I don't know where he finds us from. Cherish the scariest her. I loved it. You have got to see the cover. You ought to just order the CD just to see the covers. If you don't want to listen to the preacher, just order the CD so you can see what he does outside of them CDs.
Yeah.
The pictures are absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
You should see the one he put on Pastor Arnesis. My goodness. So, we rejoice, you know. You think I want to come to church all the time? I'm like, today was Wednesday. I'm sitting there going, you know what? I gotta go to church. Brilliant idea was that. So I didn't look for an answer. I just started getting dressed. But God has something for us. And you know what? I like that little bitty word by that I overlooked when it says by faith. When it means birth from out of something. See, these little words, they have great meaning. Birth from out of something. What were we birthed from out of? We were birthed from out of sin because of Christ that's in us.
Yeah,
man. That's living in us. So it's so important that we understand what God is doing in our lives and rejoice in hope, rejoice in expectation. We have an expectation that regardless of what we go through, God's not going to forsake us.
Amen.
He's never going to leave us. us. He's going to be with us always. That's expectation. That means if you have a need in your life, you can expect to receive it. The problem is people have no expectation of what they have need of in their lives.
My Lord.
I'm expecting to get all that God got for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And if you don't want yours, I'm going to get yours too. Amen. So we rejoice in expectation of the glory. Or when it talks about glory, it talks about this is the dignity and the honor of God that's in your life. See, we forget that. Christ in us represents dignity and honor. Saints, forget all about that. That you have to be dignified and represent honorable the things of God. Sometimes that means you got to shut up when you don't want to shut up.
Come on now.
That means sometimes you got to avoid trouble when you ain't feeling like avoiding it. I don't know what was going on down here on 7 Mile coming here, but it was so much traffic between Woodward and Jana, and everybody's trying to wait to the last minute to merge. They know it's only one lane that you can go through the light. So here goes this Hummer. He just gonna ram me. Instead of just getting behind me, he's going to ram me to force me to let him in. I laid on my horn. I mean, I laid on that horn. I'm surprised it didn't blow out. And then I waited on him to get out of this Hummer. And God said, you know if that man get out of his Hummer, you're going to jail, right? So you better pray he stays in his Hummer. And you mind your business and let him mind his business. So when we got next to each other, he looked at me and I looked at him. And we looked back in front and we minded our business. Because God was saying that's part of the prosperity, knowing when to shut your flesh off. You can't have innocence or you can't be dignified or honor and represent God if you're going to do your own thing. And let me tell you something. My flesh wants to do his own thing every chance it gets.
Amen.
I have to beat myself up sometimes. Well, you know what? What folks trying to realize? Some of us, God just takes stuff out of our lives completely.
Yeah.
But most of us, he don't. If you was a fighter then, you're a fighter now. If you needed anger management then, you need anger management now. The only thing that's standing in the way is the Christ that's in you that gives you the ability to keep your anger under subjection to God. That's what this hope, this prosperity is all about. You know some of y'all got anger management problems.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, folks preaching we ain't supposed to have anger management problems. Yeah, right. That's why folks doing the things they doing. And most of it's happening inside the church. It ain't happening out on the streets. Amen. So we recognize, and not only so, but we glory, or when it talks about glory, we still have dignity and honor in tribulation. Tribulation means pressure. I know you heard those saying, pressure does what? The pipes?
Busted.
So you better make sure you keep your pipes clean. Pressure ain't no joke. Pressure make you feel like you having a heart attack. Make you sit there thinking about you need to go beat somebody up. Especially when they've been messing with you for a couple of years and you know I had enough. I'll just go. I done seen it happen. Right in church. One Sunday morning I thought I was God to give me that. I was preaching the greatest message on flesh I ever seen heard in my life. I was so excited about that message, and next thing I know, two people fighting in the second row. I said to myself, well, somebody flesh upset. But I kept preaching. I never missed a lick. I said, they're going to knock each other out. They're just going to knock each other out because I'm preaching this message. But, you know, they broke them up and whatever happened. It, nevertheless, you know, folks, when the devil come to church, no flesh come to church. Every time you walk through that door, you bring your flesh with you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So, not only so, but we glory in pressure. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not too dignified and honorable when it comes to a whole lot of pressure. I have to really pray my way through it. You know, we can pat ourselves on the back and say how dignified we are when pressure comes, but sometimes pressure is a lot stronger and a lot more vicious than you could ever imagine. But I got news for you. God said we can do all things through Him because He's done strengthened us and enabled us to do it.
Amen.
What's got to happen is our mindset has got to change.
There you go.
Amen.
Tell it.
Our mind's got to, knowing that tribulation worketh what?
Patience.
Worketh me, it accomplished. Now look, pressure accomplishes endurance. That's a bad word, endurance. Because that means whatever you're dealing with, you got to endure it.
Yes.
And still give God praise.
Yes.
And still live for God.
Yes.
God don't care. He done gave us this word and He expects us to live according to it.
Amen.
So God said, every time I look up, you crying about something. Then I give you the word. And then, not only did I give you a word, I sent my son. That he can live in you, strengthen you, fortify you, lead you, guide you. And then if that ain't enough, I've sent the Holy Ghost.
Come on now. Amen. Come on now.
Who is the giver of all knowledge.
Amen.
Oh, knowing that tribulation works with patience. And what? Patience, endurance, gives us what? Or here, the word hope goes back to expectations. When you endure some stuff, you have expectation that something, the blessing is coming.
Come on now.
When your finances are disappearing or being sapped up, if you endure it, you have expectation that God going to fix it for you. Mm-hmm. If you don't have no expectation, why are you wasting your time? You have to expect to be healed. You have to expect to be delivered. You have to expect to be blessed. You have to expect everything in your life to come from God. And that's why we have this Jesus living on the inside of us to give us that ability and that power. And if you don't think that's enough, the Holy Ghost will say, I'm going to make things happen. That's why He said, you have the ability, the power, and the authority to call those things that were not as though they
were. Amen. Amen, Pastor.
So why are we not prophesying to ourselves?
Amen.
It's reminding ourselves how blessed we are. Reminding ourselves that we heal in spite of what we're going through.
Amen.
Reminding ourselves that we have peace of mind in spite of any of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's expectation. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So hope. And hope maketh what? Not ashamed. If you have expectation of what God is in you and what He's going to do for you, there's no reason for you to be ashamed. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why is he ashamed? Because he said, I know that if he could meet me on the road to Damascus in the state condition that I was in and deliver me and save me, and then put me in a bunch of disciples who I don't want to kill me because I've tortured and done everything I can to them, and then have them to lower me out the back in a basket to save me, and then to have the demons pray and my eyes be open.
Right.
Come on now. I'm going to run for Jesus.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen. I'm going to run for Jesus.
Amen.
And that's why in the first chapter he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it's the gospel that met me on the road to Damascus.
Come on now.
That changed my mindset, my heart, and my spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
And make us not ashamed because the love of God is what? Shed abroad in our hearts. And when it talks about our hearts, it's supposed to be shed abroad in our thoughts, in our ideas, in our principles, in our feelings. That means you don't have to have a bumper sticker on your back. It's something about the nature and character in your life that lets people know that there's something different about you. You know, they laugh at the bowling alley because, you know, them young guys get mad and get cussing, and then they go, excuse me, I'm sorry, Red. They apologize. I'm sorry, Red. I ain't done nothing for them to respect me like that, except be who I am. A lot of folks say, I didn't even know you was a pastor. Why? You want me to put a sign on my back? Do you want me to put it on my plate? Well, let me be quiet about that. We just talked about that. Abroad in our hearts, in our spirits, in our character, in our nature, by the Holy what? By the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the Holy Ghost gives you the authority, the mindset, to allow the hope of glory that's in your life to rule your life. Now, I'm not standing up here telling you ain't going to make no mistakes. If you get to a place where you don't make no mistakes, it's time to leave here. And I ain't ready to go yet. That's why I'm trying to get everything fixed that I want to get fixed. If they say I need it fixed, I'm trying to get it fixed now.
Amen.
Amen. Because I want to be around. I get tired of people always talking about, I'm ready to go be with Jesus. I say, well, stop taking your blood pressure medicine in. That's a sure way to go be with him. But God and the Holy Ghost is letting us know that we have to share our character. Share the nature of God in our lives. Share the prosperity in our lives. Share the innocence. We have to share these things so people will know, hey, you know what? There is a better way. I don't have to be unhappy. I don't have to be broke. I don't have to be sick. I don't have to be troubled. I don't have to be down all the time. But I can be up. I can be lifted. I can be blessed.
Amen.
And it ain't nothing you say, it's the way you live.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Given unto us, or which is put in us, for when we were yet without strength, when we were feeble, I was feeble. I don't know what you read. I was really feeble. I was so feeble. I get high, leave my car running out there. Instead of calling somebody to come unlock it, I just knock the window out. That's feeble-minded. Then Pastor High preached the message, God protect fools and infidels. And I was always trying to figure out which one I fell into. Because of some of the dumb stuff that I did. But God did exactly what he did. He protected me. And so there were a time when we were without strength. We didn't have the power or the joy that we need in God. But guess what? In due time, Christ died for the ungodly, which is us. In due time, it means it's talking about the proper season.
Yeah.
At the proper season, Jesus did what? He died and he rose again that we might have life and that we might have everlasting life and eternal life. So that we don't have to feel guilty about anything that we've done, anything anybody said about us, anything we might think about ourselves. We don't have to have that guilt. Yeah. We can recognize that we have prosperity in God because of God's favor with us.
Amen.
And when we figure it out, we need to run the race. I like what Paul said. Look here, I got news for y'all. Paraphrase. Nothing going to separate me from the love of God.
That's right.
What he was saying was, it wasn't so much the love that he was talking about. He said, I will allow nothing to separate me from the nature and the character of the God that is living in me. Amen. I'm not going to let you change my character or the nature of God or my mindset on who I know who I am in God. And see, and And glory, in one of the verses, it actually means to boast and to rejoice in who you are. There's a way you can boast without opening your mouth.
All right.
Don't just walk around with your head down all the time because you got problems. Or you're pressured.
Come on now.
God has called us all to something great.
Yeah.
We just have to make up our minds that we want what He wants for us.
Amen.
And then do what we need to do to get it. There's only one way you can get it, and that's in this body.
Amen.
Amen.
It's in this body.
Amen.
It's amazing how God, I forget my Bible, and God had me preach this message. And I preach this because I kept hearing my wife say, "You need patience." Baby, you need some patience. I need endurance. God's good. So what do? We put our faith and our confidence in the truth. Because if we put it in the truth, it will make us free. It'll make you free. It ain't gonna set you free. Anything that's set free can be recalled. It will make you free. And what I like about the word make, it means it accomplishes that which God intended for you to have in your life, that He have a many-membered body just like Himself. That's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about that Baptists and Presbyterians and Catholics and any kind of church you can name, we all going to be brothers in God, and we all going to have the same mindset, and we all going to be serving the same God.
Yeah,
some
yeah,
of us
yeah,
think
yeah,
we're
yeah.
serving different gods.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
No.
I got news for you. I don't care if Jesus looked like the coat of many colors. You know that coat that
Dolly Parton.
She got one too.
She had a song
about many colors. Well, David got a coat, but it made all his brothers jealous. I don't care what he looked like. All I know, he in my heart.
Man.
He in my spirit. He in my soul. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Stand up. We can make it home. This is our first Wednesday night service. So if you're watching us, we have service every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. You are welcome. If you're coming from work, come. You ain't got to be suited up, but you got to have some clothes on. I want to just make that plain. You got to have some clothes on. But come, because we're going to have a time in the Lord. Every service is going to be different. Next week, Elder Torres is preaching.
Whoa!
And you going to be out of town?
No, but I'm going to be in town. I got some, got a group of people I'm taking to a business meeting.
You always try to get outside.
Bring in the church work.
Well, it don't matter. Somebody going to be preaching and it ain't going to be me.